Resources to help you manage student loan debt during the COVID-19 pandemic. If you have been impacted by the current health crisis, you may be wondering how to make your next student loan payment. There are many resources available to help borrowers through the crisis, and there is financial power in letting your student loan lenders know that your income or repayment plans have changed because of income uncertainties. Depending on what type of loan you have, your options are a little different. Let's get started with some advice that can help any borrower. All student loans. All student loan borrowers who have been affected by financial uncertainties should contact lenders to avoid delinquency from missed payments and default from multiple missed payments. Contacting your lender is the most important step you can take right now. When you initiate the conversation, you can first document how the health crisis has affected your finances. Second, confirm your eligibility for any CARES Act repayment options available to eligible student loan borrowers. And third, avoid a long-term impact on your credit. If you are unsure who services your student loans, the following resources can point you in the right direction. Determine who services your loan. For information on understanding the loan types you have, you can read How to Know If Your Student Loans Are Federal or Private. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's Repay Student Debt Interactive Tool also helps you assess your student loan situation. Links to these two resources can be found on the print version of this blog post. Consider an income-driven repayment plan. Bonnie Latrill with the Student Borrower Protection Center and the American Federation of Teachers shares a practical 20-minute webinar on ways student loan borrowers can avoid default with a focus on income-driven repayment plans. Latrell states, "One of the best features about income-driven repayment plans are that if you are unemployed or have low income, your payments can actually be $0 per month. Keep in mind, future federal financial actions specific to COVID-19 may affect borrower responsibilities and lender guidelines. Furthermore, different private lenders have varying programs to help borrowers through hardships." Federal Student Loans and the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Securities Act, also known as the CARE Act. The March 27th passing of the CARES Act gives an estimated $2 trillion in financial relief to several sectors of the U.S. economy, including an estimated $560 billion to individuals and $153.5 billion to public health. The emergency legislation also provides relief to borrowers with federal direct loans and federal family education loans, including the abilities to 1. Suspend payment and collection of defaulted direct loans and federal family education loans until September 30th, 2020. 2. Waive interest during payment suspension. And 3. Deem total months of suspended payments as qualifying payments and be considered as qualifying payments on a borrower's credit report. Note, private loan and Perkins loan borrowers are not eligible for these provisions. As of March 31st, 2020, Congress is working out details to each of these provisions, such as who is responsible for stopping reoccurring debit payments. However, the U.S. Department of Education Federal Student Aid website has posted a coronavirus and forbearance info for students, borrowers, and parents FAQ page that is regularly updated. What we do know is that the Secretary of Education is responsible for informing borrowers of direct loans and federal family education loans on how the CARES Act affects them, including borrowers whose loans are in default. If you're curious how the CARES Act affects borrowers' credit or default collection status, read What the CARES Act Means for Repayment of Federal Student Loans FAQ page. It's important to consider how default and delinquency affect borrowers as well. Who to contact? Visit Who's My Student Loan Servicer on the Federal Student Aid website for a list of loan servicing entities and toll-free numbers. If interested, you can find direct links to the aforementioned references on the blog post. Private student loan resources. Private student loan borrowers, though ineligible for the CARES Act, can still take action to avoid loan default and delinquency. Your best approach is to contact the lender and ask what loan repayment changes they have made in response to coronavirus financial uncertainties. Private lenders vary by type, so there is not a one-size-fits-all approach in how private lenders are responding. But here are some questions to ask regarding forbearance, deferment, and income-driven repayment plans. Regarding forbearance, you can ask, what forbearance options do you offer? Are there any additional fees associated with forbearance? Will interest rates change? If you have questions about deferment, be sure to ask, do you offer a deferment option with no interest? And lastly, can I update my repayment plan to an income-driven repayment plan, or IDR? Is there a penalty for doing so? For additional pointers on how to negotiate with lenders, read How to Create a Payment Triage Strategy That's Mindful of Your Credit. If you have private student loan resources, you want to know who to contact. Check your financial institution billing statements if you have an automatic reoccurring loan repayment. An alternative is to also check your credit report. Managing uncertainties. Managing your student loan debt during the nation's health crisis does lead to one certainty. You know what to expect, or at the very least, are aware of your student loan debt options. You also serve as a resource for others. By relaying information you've learned here, you help family and friends work through uncertainties they may have with their student loans. Certainty does not mean stress-free, however, so please consider ways to reduce stress during financial uncertainty and find ways to be productive during these times. You can find links to all of the referenced articles on our blog post.